Michael Piff, welcome to the studio. How are you?
Hi, John. I just want to tell you, I'm jumping for joy with the first place Bears and having 7 wins after the last several years we've had.
Did you bet $300,000?
I don't have $300,000, but I'm still really happy about it.
You would have if you got $300,000. That's like the old saying, here's how you make $1 million. First, get $1 million. So, Michael, you have the 2025 Chicagoland Christmas Traditions Tournament sponsored by Treetime Christmas Creations, right?
I sure do. And I also have our final four of the Chicagoland Christmas Traditions Tournament. We have the Morton Arboretum Illumination at the Morton Arboretum. We have the Botanic Gardens Lightscape. We have Brookfield Zoo, holiday magic at Brookfield Zoo. And then we have our Cinderella story, John, which I think you're not the happiest about. No. But I think it's a lot of fun. Lake Zurich's Miracle on Main Street has made it to our final four after beating the likes of the Walnut Room, Long Grove's Vintage Holidays, Chris Kindle Market, and Lilacea Park in Lombard.
Look at the path. I mean, so Sauganash advanced to the second round. The Christmas Lights at Sauganash.
Yes.
But that lost to the Goodman Theater, as it should. No shame in that. Then you had Goodman Theater, Walnut Room. That could have been a final. But
yes.
No, that was in the round of 8. Round of 16. Goodman Theater, Walnut Room. Walnut Room advances. I get that. To take on the Long Grove Holidays?
No, the Lake Zurich Miracle on Main.
Either way.
The buzzsaw, that is, the Lake Zurich Miracle on Main.
And that just
Street.
Has to be social media, which is fine. If you all have a nice time, vote for it. That's what we're doing here. So Lake Zurich on Main.
Yes.
Beats Walnut Room.
Beats the Walnut Room. And I will say, when we do these tournaments, and we've been doing them for 3 years now with pizza, Italian beef, burgers, wings. This is the first we're kind of doing it on an event-based business. But it's when the communities get behind, you know, their horse. That is what we see as the big difference here.
Right.
And I think it's really cool to see Lake Zurich, their whole community getting behind this. And then you'll have the county, Lake County, will probably get behind it too and root for one of their own. I think it's really cool.
All right, so let's go to the southeast bracket.
Yes.
Where the Millennium Park Ice Rink advanced to the second round. It was up against Christmas at Cantini. Christmas at Cantini. I've been to Cantini before. I don't know that I've been to Christmas at Cantini.
I've been getting served ads to Christmas at Cantini, and
okay.
It looks fantastic. I live just next door in Glen Ellen, so I think we're going to make that happen.
I think the ice ribbon at Millennium Park, though, is one of the best things this city does. But the problem is, how many people go ice skating at Millennium Park or on the ice ribbon on the other side? Maybe not that many. It's wonderful. You like to have it, but mostly you don't do it. Christmas at Cantini, particularly in the suburbs, probably more popular. So it advances up against the Glen Ellen Holiday Walk. Christmas in Cantini beats that. And now it's up against Brookfield Zoo, and the zoo wins. And that's about, I'm okay with that. They do a great, they've got like 3.5 million lights and more trees than anywhere at the Brookfield Zoo. It's fantastic.
It's gorgeous. I mean, when you go in there, it blows you away. I've taken my daughter the last couple of years, and we're planning to go next weekend, and she has an absolute blast with it.
Holiday Train gets bumped by the Morton Arboretum, the CTA Holiday Train, which is like seeing Santa Claus flying overhead on the L tracks.
It's magical, especially when you see it over the river. It is one of the most stunning things.
I know. You go, oh my God, it's happening. There's Santa Claus. And then it's gone. But it got bumped by the Morton Arboretum because that thing's just a monster. And then it's up against the Chicago tree lighting ceremony. Morton advances. Fair enough. Just one other bracket I want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
You had Lincoln Park Zoo Lights up against Botanic. Again, tough, tough game. Lincoln Park Zoo Lights is one of the city's very favorite things. And it was up against Botanic, which is just, they do it so well. It's up and running again. My family's going to be there in January after the holiday. Right before it closes on the 4th. So you got Botanic and Zoo and Lake Zurich up against Morton. Pick 'em. I'm going to go Morton Arboretum beats Botanic in the finals.
Ooh, that's a good
no,
one.
No, I'm going to go Botanic beats Morton Arboretum. I got Botanic in my final.
See, that isn't that cool, though, that it's like these big parks that you have going on against each other? And that.
Yeah,
and I, be. You know, it. I full disclosure, and I know some people know this, I'm from Lake Zurich. That's not why they're this far. I just need to say it before someone mentions it. But I am from Lake Zurich. I have a little bit of a rooting interest. Yeah. Right. No. You know how it works on our end. It is very...
No, you're on the up and up, even if the people that vote aren't.
All right. Exactly right.
Michael Piff, good job. It's the Tree Time Christmas Creations Tournament. You can find it at WGNRadio.com. Michael, is that where we send them?
That's right, WGNRadio.com. And when you vote, you enter for a chance to win a gift card.